in Potosi Castle territory around the 25-yard line. Shep takes the snap. Hand up. No, Bosworth can't get it. Now falls back on it. It was loose on the field, and he fell back on it. A loss of about 4 yards for the Hornet offense. Second down and 14 yards to go for a first down. Richland Center must get to around the 15-yard line. Hornet still playing hard here, keeping the heads up and still working through some things. As I mentioned, as Potosi Castile got that big lead, this is the point where you try to work on some things, and the Hornets have had those opportunities tonight. Second down and 14 from the 29-yard line at Potosi Castile, Richland Center football. There's the snap. Shep hands off Bosworth off right tackle, standing straight up. Keeps the legs going and gets to the 20. Good run to the 19-yard line of Potosi Castile. Several on the stop, including Aiden Tasker for Potosi Castile. Third down for the Richland Center Hornets. Hustling into the huddle, trying to convert here as they get deeper into Potosi Castile territory. Cleppy up to snap the ball. Shep looks over things. Now the line is set. Long snap count. There it is. And Shep fakes the handoff. Rolling back. They're coming after him. Shep going to try to run it himself. Now dumps it over the middle. Has a man caught. 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady Dosh. That play lasted a long time. Shep hung in there. They were coming after him. And Richland Center finds the end zone again. With 2:55 to play, they're having fun out there. 49-18 the score. The Hornets will try for the extra point. So Shep, after a 40-plus yard run, got him into position and then able to kind of flip it over the top there. Had enough time where he was able to find Dosh for the score. Extra point try coming up for Richland Center. They're going to go for two. Shep in motion. There's the snap directly to Bosworth. Left side getting down around the goal line. Pushing, and he got in. Oh, yes. Second effort tonight for Wes Bosworth. He scored a touchdown that way as well. You just thought he was down. You thought he was tackled, but the play wasn't blown dead, and he just kept going and gets the two-point run. That makes it 49-20. Richland Center trailing the visiting Potosi Castile team tonight. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. The Hornets, normally the continuous clock games, you know, they last about 10 minutes, but when everybody scores, they don't last. They last quite a long time. It was 35-0 when the continuous clock started in the 5:54 remaining in the third, and since then, there have been a couple of scores for Potosi Castile and three scores for Richland Center. 49-20, Potosi Castile in the lead. We have 2:55 remaining. Whistle sounds, and here comes the run-up by the kicker. And Banker pooches this one along the ground, and Potosi Castile falls on it at the 30-yard line. So Potosi Castile here in the second half. They take over. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is their sixth possession. And the clock will run with 2:40 remaining in the football game. Potosi Castile will get the offense back on the field. Looks like they'll remain with quite a few of the starters. The Richland Center starters have remained in as well. And at this point, Hornets taking advantage of every little inkling. So Potosi Castile playing it safe and keeping their guys out there as well. Right now protecting a 29-point lead. They'll move to the football. Ball is marked at the 30-yard line for PC, their own. Hornets dig it in, awaiting the snap from center, and the handoff going to the first man through, pushing the pile, fell on it, and then one of the linemen will get on it. So a fumble by the return man, Sam Infield, and one of the linemen, number 60, Connor Emler, falls on it. So turned out to be a pretty nice gain on first down for Potosi Cassville, better than 5 yards. And the ball is marked at the 36-yard line. A minute 29 remaining in this one. There's the snap from center. Handoff going to number 11, Hunter White. He's got a little room and moves for a first down. Crosses the 40 to the 43 of Potosi Cassville. Hunter White is a sophomore. First down for Potosi Cassville. Sticks will move again. And Potosi Cassville spending a little more time on the sidelines there, being content to let the clock wind down a little bit here. They're back in the huddle. You know how much time they have before they have to snap the football as well. They'll watch the back line judge here. First and 10 for Potosi Cassville from the 43. And they'll take a knee with 34 seconds to play. Nice ball game tonight, and I believe that might be the final play of the game. It will. Fans will start heading to the exit here. And again, a 49-20 ball game. 49-20, the score, and that is going to be the final here at Avitus Rip Field as the seconds tick down and the players go through the receiving line and congratulate one another. Good sportsmanship tonight. Potosi Cassville just a little bit too much for the Hornets. That's the final score, 49-20. The visitors win against the host Hornets tonight here on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It is time for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show on WRCO Radio. Phil Nee with you. Potosi Cassville celebrating the fact that they are now 2-0 after a win last week over Cuba City and a victory here tonight over Richland Center. They are a fine ball club. And the Hornets go back to the drawing board and get ready to face the conference opener next week at Prairie du Chien. That's never been an easy place to play over the years. They will approach it. Always a good rivalry game between those two teams. And we'll look forward to that one next week during the third week of the high school football season. Each and every high school event, we pick out the turning point, the Duncan Rewards turning point of the football game tonight. And I think I'm going to go back to a second half play. Second quarter play. Potosi Cassville was up by a score of 14-0. And the Hornets were holding their own. They were finally starting to get some pressure, and they forced Potosi Cassville to punt. But on their fourth possession of the night, looked like the Hornets had made a tremendous defensive play and had stopped them. And a fourth down conversion in Richland Center territory as quarterback Weber throwing to post, and that worked quite a bit tonight here as Dawson Weber threw to Oliver Post for a fourth down conversion. They were able to get about 20 yards on the play, a first down, and that turned the tide. Then a little bit shorter yardage, Potosi Cassville able to score. So that fourth down conversion by Potosi Cassville is the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game here tonight. Make sure you stop by Duncan for your rewards, and we reward some fine play during high school athletics during the school year here during our sports broadcasts. More coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish dinner. Fish serve from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world. And after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best. Open at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and 4 o'clock on Sundays. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
The Zelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show continues here on WRCO. Bill Lee with you, and we wish you the best this holiday weekend. If you're just leaving the game and maybe getting ready for some action this weekend, maybe listening to the rest of the Badgers this evening or whatever the case might be careful this weekend. Thanks for supporting local sports and local radio. Here's a look at some of the scores going on around the area. This was a beauty tonight. Scoreless until the fourth quarter, Mineral Point defeats Platteville 16-0. Cochrane Fountain City leads Royal 42-22. Wisconsin Dells up on River Valley 33-26. Beaver Dam 35-7 over Baraboo. Holman 21-9 over Sauk Prairie. These are not finals, it looks like. And Badgers leading Western Michigan at last word 7-0 in the second quarter. The Brewers won big time tonight. They were winners 14-0 over Cincinnati, and they had a total of 4 home runs, so a doubleheader sweep in that day-night doubleheader today against the Reds. Here in Richland Center, it was all Potosi-Cassville. They scored on the opening series after Richland Center punted the football. They had the ball first. Potosi-Cassville took the football and scored just a couple of minutes later, and Isaiah Groom was the runner from 1 yard out. Aaron Edge made the kick. In fact, he made all of his kicks tonight. So Groom scored. It was 7-0 after the first quarter. Potosi Castle would add a second score on their second possession. Dawson Weber with the pass. That made it 13-0. Aaron Edge's extra point, 14-0. Potosi Castle would punt on the next series, but the Hornets unable to do much on the offense. And when Potosi got it back again, that was that fourth down conversion, which took the ball deep into Richland Center territory. And Dawson Weber threw a touchdown pass to Oliver Post. It was 21-0 after the extra point, and that was the halftime score. Second half, Joe Haas. It appeared that Potosi Castle was stopped by the Hornets, but Haas around the edge for 39 yards, and it was 28-0. Also, the Hornets would give up one more score with 5:54 remaining in the third. Isaiah Groom with a 7-yard plunge, and that made it 35-0 with 5:54 remaining in the third. That got the continuous clock going, but the second half did not go quickly because everybody kept scoring. Richland Center scored on their next possession. It was aided by a big 45-yard run by Brady Dosh, and then a 24-yard play. Wes Bosworth looked like he was tackled, broke away, and got in for a touchdown, 35-6 after a failed extra point conversion. And then after the fumble by Potosi Cassville, one of their few mistakes tonight, the ball was picked up and returned about 45 yards by Duncan Harper for score number two. It was 35-12. Potosi Cassville would score two more times on the night, a 61-yard Joe Haas run, and that made it 42-12 with a conversion. And on the last play, it was a pitch to Oliver Post. He scores on the throw from Weber, and the extra point kick made it 49-12. The Hornets would score one more time late in the ball game. Jaden Shep on a quarterback keeper ran the ball 40 yards plus, and that helped set it up from the 24-yard line. Shep threw to Brady Dosh on an excellent pass play, and Wes Bosworth ran in the two-point conversion. That completed the scoring on the night, making the final score 49-20 here at Avitus Rip Field. Tim Thede will have more scores to share this evening. Currently, the latest that we have, again, Mineral Point defeating Platteville 16-0, and Wisconsin Dells was up on River Valley 33-26. That is in the fourth quarter. We do not have an Ithaca Wazekas Tubin Seneca score yet. We would like to have that one as well, and we'll share with you a bunch of scores during Football Friday night between 10 and 11 this evening. Tim Thede is our engineer. I'm Phil Nee, wishing you the best. We'll have more Hornet sports next week. No local game on Tuesday, but we will on Thursday. We'll be at Dodgeville as the Richland Center volleyball team makes its season conference dual debut. And then next week, it's a Facebook-only broadcast of football action with the Packers blocking high school football in the state of Wisconsin next Friday night. Once again, the final 49-20. The victory goes to visiting Potosi Cassville, off to a good 2-0 start on the year. The Hornets fall to 1-1. Good night, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football here on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
Makes me wanna lose myself in your arms.
There's something in your voice makes my heart beat fast. Hope this feeling lasts for the rest of my life.
If you knew
siren wails in the night.
But I'm all right, 'cause I have you here with me, and I can almost see.
That was Raul Mello with Martina McBride with Feels Like Home on Country and Community. Tim Thiede here. And thank you for tuning in to Potosi, Cassville, and Richland Center tonight. Richland Center hosting Potosi, Cassville. Unfortunately, Potosi, Cassville came out victorious by a score of 49-20. But for a good game, Richland Center tried, you know, they hung in there towards on the second half, but Potosi Cassville was just too much for Richland Center tonight. But hopefully Richland Center can bounce back and come away with victory next week. We'll wait and see on that. And unfortunately, I don't have any scores from the Ithaca Riverdale games. We don't have any feed for that. There was no feed where I could get the scores and didn't get any updates, but I'll let you know who wins those games if we get it in before Football Friday night, which comes up tonight at 10 o'clock. And right now, I do have one final in, and it looks like Wisconsin Dells beat River Valley by a score of 33-26. So I'll keep you up to date on any scores if they come in before Football Friday night. Otherwise, I'll have a rundown of all of our area scores after Football Friday night this evening. Coming up next, we have Chris Lane with Find Another Bar.
You found a new man, found some new friends, got a new black dress I ain't seen you in, got your hair cut and your nails did, yeah. If looks could kill, I'd be real dead. And that's a new kind of drink that you're sipping on. And that's a new kind of buzz that you're getting on. And that's a new song there that you're singing along to. So baby, why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up, it can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck, why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights to you walk through the door. Yeah, this one here was mine. Another bar. Just a couple miles of the main road, past the courthouse, past the cornrows. We got you for one bucket, sudden cold beers. Yeah, you can go anywhere right here. Find another bar, place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why
Why can't you find another bar? Place to raise them up. It can't be that hard. I know you saw my truck. Why can't you find another floor? Different neon lights till you walk through the door. Yeah, this one you was mine. Girl, why you gotta look like you do? So beautiful, yeah, thanks to you. I'm moving on, ain't moving very far. You already broke my heart. Why can't you find another bar? This is my life, measured in minutes and hours and days, trying so hard just to win every race. Oh, but it's never enough. This is my fear. When it's all over, I won't leave a mark. When it's all over, I didn't do my part. I'm to show your love. But the truth we know, this life that I know is never really mine anyway. So I give it all back today. This is my life. And just set them all free, safe in the knowing that one day I'll be going home. But until I do, my eyes are on you, and I'll never ever turn away. Let the heavens hear me say,
This is my life. Yeah, this is my life here, being here on this Friday night, but I'm happy to be with each and every one of you. Oh, there we go. Turn your mic up a little bit, Tim. There you go. Now, hopefully everybody can hear me now. And got some good news. Actually, first of all, our temperature is 57 degrees, which is good news. We're getting back to normalcy on our temperatures. And no more of that humidity. Even though the humidity says 96% here. But, yeah, so otherwise, it looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend. It looks like only in the 70s, so I hope everybody everybody enjoys their Labor Day weekend. And the good news is I got some more scores in, but bad news, it's not very good on the scores. I got a call in from somebody about the Riverdale game, and Riverdale ended up losing to Hillsborough 28-7, and River Valley lost 33-26, so our local teams aren't doing so well. Hopefully Ithaca came out victorious. Once I get a score on that, I will pass that along. If not before Friday, Football Friday night, after Football Friday night, I'll pass it along to you. Something else I wanted to pass along while the broadcast was going on, we did get a couple calls in from some listeners. First of all, Richland Center Landfill, they're going to be open from 8 until noon tomorrow, but then they are going to be closed on Monday to observe the Labor Day holiday weekend. And also, I had a call from a listener. He said out on Highway 14 near Roane Hollow Road, there was a mini pincher on the loose, and it had a white flea collar. It looks like the poor dog was lost. Sorry we couldn't get the information out sooner, but if this sounds like your dog, that was the last area it was seen. But the listener that saw the dog said, if you want to, you can call them at 608-576-7801, and at least they can give you some information on what they saw. So hopefully that the pincher will find its way home, or hopefully you'll find it, or hopefully you found it already. But anyways, that's the information I wanted to pass along. So good luck on hopefully somebody will find it. And like I say, once I get some more scores, I will definitely pass it along to each and every one of you.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee. We'll have the light on for you Saturday night during Those Were the Days, and I'll be playing all the tunes from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s that take me back to the way it used to be.
I have finally made the varsity for the mighty Ithaca Bulldogs football team, and the chance to hear my name announced over the public address system.
Could I have your attention, please? Phil Nee. Phil
Nee. It's so exciting.
You left your lights on.
Oh. We'll be playing some songs for the working folks this weekend. Those were the Days. WRCO Saturday Night is sponsored in part by Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery, Center Cinema, along with the Starlight 14 Drive-In, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Jets Feed, Seat and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Pedal Center, and Culligan Water Conditioning. Join us Saturday night for Those Were the Days, some radio mischief here on FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
100.9 WRCO. Away with my heart. Of my life.
I think that's got to be one of my favorite Chris Stapleton songs, Joy of My Life, here on Country and Community. And you're the joy of our life here at Country at WRCO. And thank you for making WRCO a part of your evening. And thank you for listening to High School Football. Got some good news. Ithaca beat Wazika Steuben Seneca. They shut them out by a score of 26-0. So good news on that front. I'm going to have a rundown of all the scores here quickly for you, and then I will play some more music before football Friday night. Of course, as you heard earlier, Potosi-Cassville beat Richland Center by a score of 49-20. And as just mentioned, Ithaca leads Seneca 26-0. Wisconsin Dells beat River Valley 33-26. It was Hillsboro over Riverdale by a score of 28-7. Southwestern East Dubuque defeated Boscobel 57-12. Mineral Point over Platteville 16-0. Cochrane Fountain City 42, Royal 22. Viroqua beat Brookwood by a score of 28-12. It was Westby over Benton Scales Mound 41-21. Cashton beat Independence Gilmanton 50-8. Prairie du Chien 35, Darlington 7. Evansville 21, Broadhead Judah 13. And Beaver Dam beat Baraboo 35-7. And eight-man football, I don't have any scores yet on that from there, but there was a game played last night. It was Highland beating Williams Bay by a score of 49-28. 49-8, I should say. Not 28, 49-8. So if I do get any more scores before football Friday night, I'll pass them on. But otherwise, I should have a rundown of, be able to have a rundown of all the scores of all the area teams that were played tonight after football Friday night. Coming up next, we have Sawyer Brown and Under This Old Hat.
The highway, Florida to Tennessee, cutting out a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dogging, burning like a daydream, screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by like a bullet down a train track. Miles and miles under this old hat. Another town, leave it all on the stage. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the page. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it back, beating out a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, I know it, even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, rolling, California, stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, surf thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, scene stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under this old hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, rider diers, way up in the cheap seats. The road crew, the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse straight and pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders. 10-4, copy that, and moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Fast car coming down out of control. Now I'm the last train roaming, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at.
want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
WRCO 100.9.
Well, this town has closed down way too early, and there's nothing to do. So I'm driving around in circles, and I'm thinking about you. Today I heard you got a new last name. Sure didn't know it was gonna hit me this way. And the radio just keeps on playing all these songs about rain. Now there's all kind of songs about babies and love that goes right. But for some to play them tonight. Hey, I hope it's sunny wherever you are. That's sure not the picture tonight in my car. And it sure ain't easing my pain. All these songs like rain out in Georgia, Kentucky rain. Here comes that rainy day feeling again. Blue eyes crying in the early morning rain. They go on and on, and there's no two the same. Oh, it would be easy to blame all these songs about rain. Same.
I could blame all these songs about rain.
Those things.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank.